Mod yom ramei, when does ramei say? Did you chosha dovrei chosha chosha chotar kulam? Mod yom ramei lechashosha. Blach takimu miyama. Rasha lechsuni bechashud miyama ramei. Chosha dovrei chosha chotar kulam. Heche de muchzik lon. Diyov adovrei. When does he say his chosha? If we see clearly, he was over it. But if there was time a chashash, that we say kahanim lechoshish and maybe the matabam mums. If you only have a chashash, maybe did it. For that, we don't make him a choshev kolotar kula. Even though the kanim were afraid, maybe the matabam mums, but we don't know for sure they did it. So therefore, they said that the apostle to dan kolotar kula, that you don't say. It's only a chashash, we don't let them paskin on their own mum. But for other dinim, avada were not choshev them avada, they said that they're choshev, therefore they could paskin other halachas. Alright, you will stop here. We hold enough lamed vov. You lamed vov and aleph on top. Smur says Yiboylu. I have a question like this: Aid me pi aid mahu li edus bechor. When you want to have an edus, somebody has to tell you again that the kohen has to have an aid that it was not the kohen that made the mum on his bechor, but it came by itself. So let's say this Reuven, this aid, does not know himself, but Reuven tells us that Shimon, his friend, told him. That's called Eid Mipiyed. Shimon told Reuven that he saw the way the mum came by itself on the Bechor. So is that kosher or not? For regular this we say Eid Mipiyed is always possible. Eid has to be, he himself saw it or he himself knows it. Not as somebody else told him. So the question is, this Eid is by Bechor, it's only the Rabbonin, the Kalok, it's only Chashash from the Rabbonin. What's the Lachon? But the Machlokes, Ravasi, or Ravasi says, no, it's also, you can't even use an Eid Mipiyed, it has to be a kosher, or the Eid Echa himself. Rav Ashi, sure, he also knows it's mutter. So, Malay Rav Ashi, they said it was also said to Rav Ashi, I brought on the Bay Menashe. The Bay Menashe learned like this, that Ein Eid Mipiye Kosher, El Li Eidus Isha. It's only Kosher by an Eidus Isha means, like Rashi says, Shemez Baila, Kandina Sayom. If the wife finds out that her husband died overseas, so even though there's only an Eid Echor, an Eid Mipiye, there's a Bonham will make her. So, say, Mishum Iguna, Mishum she's Medayik. The special sfaras they will make all over there to believe in Eid Mipiyed, but mashma no place else. So mashma even by a bechor we should not believe in Eid Mipiyed. So my answer is, Tony learn like this: Elo li edus shuisha ksharilo bevad. When do we say Eid Mipiyed is kosher? Only by type of an edus that even an isha is also nemon. And over here by edus bechor an isha is also nemon. Like Rashi says, we paskin hukasa to Rabbi Shimon for yafilu bitoy. Even his daughter was also neman. So here by Bechor, since even a daughter, a lady, is neman to say that the mum came by itself, therefore Eid Mipiyed would also be kosher. So that's the Machlokes Rav Ashi and Rav Asi. Other more says, Rav Yemar Achshu Eid Mipiyed Bechor. Rav Yemar also paskin, like Rav Ashi, that it was mutter. So in this, Kori Yalei Mareymar, Mareymar called upon him, that Yema Shari Bukhur called him Lashon Genai, like you Yema, you be mata too much, you're saying the Bukhur is mutter. So he mashmi held like Rav Asi that it was also. So when it comes out, the Yochus of the Maskana is that Eid Mipiyed is kosher, Eid is Bukhur. Yes, for this Eid is of the Bukhur, to tell us that you know the Mum came by itself and the Kurd did not put it there, even Eid Mipiyed is kosher. Omer Rabbi Loi, the voice of this, Loi Hoyum Mazokim by Shu Bukhur. What's going to be if we did not know that this animal is a Bechor? Now, a Bo Echot, let's say one person, which means the Kohen comes, to Yom and he tells us Shu Bechor, and the Muma Imai, he also tells us that this Mum took place by itself. So do we believe this Kohen or not? Usually we have before, we don't believe a Kohen to say the Mum came by itself. But here am I, here he said Nemon, you should know we believe this Kohen. And what's the reason why? My Kamash, but what are you teaching me over here? That there's such a klalov, she'apesh osahu apesh ita. Like, we did not know this animal was a Bechor. Who was the whole one that told us it was a Bechor? Who was the one that made it an Isser here? The Bechor to tell us it's a Bechor is this Kain. Yeah, so he himself said it's mutter. That's called apesh osahu it's a special migum. So you have to say, like, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he could have kept quiet. He didn't have to say it was a Bechor altogether. Now that he tells us it's a Bechor, Pshita will believe him that he says the Mum happened by itself. Samora says, so what is that's Yechidish, Tanim and we learned this already, learned the Mishnah in Ksubis that says, Ha'isha Sh'omra, an Isha that comes and tells us, Aishas Ish Ha'yisi, you know, I was once married, but right now a Grusha, right now I'm a Grusha. Halacha is nemenis. We believe this Isha, and she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants to. Why? As far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married at all. She was the one that told us she was married. And she herself was also telling us that now she's a Gerusha. So we see this Svara, Peshota, Smiga, we believe her. So must have filled the difference. Now the time I was about to say, Hosamu, Di Boile, Omram, over there by the Isha, she didn't have to say anything. Like, as far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married. So over there, she didn't have to say anything. Rashi says, Kleimar, if we were afraid that maybe she's lying and she wants to get married when the first husband's still alive without a get, she should have just kept quiet and she never had to say she was an Eishes Ish because we did not know she was. So why is she telling her she's an Eishes Ish? So that's a swear here to say for sure she's not lying. Because if she wanted to lie, she just should have kept quiet. Avlochov here by this kayin, the loy sagid la yomra the kotshim b'chutz la yochel. That this kayin has to tell if there's a mum here, because he knows he doesn't want to eat kotshim b'chutz. It's a chiyuv koros. Such a big aver he doesn't want to do. He only wants to do is he wants to put the mum onto the bechor and midiraisa, that's muta, teed it. So he just wants to tell it that even though he did it, he wants to tell it to happen by himself. Same if so, emaloi hapeshosu. Maybe it's not called the Peshosim, because see, like the Kohen has to tell us that it is a Bechor, because he doesn't want to eat the Kotshim Machutz. So he wants us to know that it's a Bechor and there's a Mum. Like Adrab, he's coming to us that we should paskin that the Mum is Kosher. So here I would have thought to say maybe it's not called the Peshosim. Kamash Mula, no, it's still called the Peshosim. Why? Because I Mishum Hochi Hevi Shadi Be Mum Adinikar. Like if we're choshe that really he put the mum there, just he has to tell to us because he doesn't want to eat kotshim b'chutz, then he should have made a clear mum, like cut off the whole ear, and then there wouldn't be a question to ask the chochem. Here at Tzimash, we only made a slit, and we have to ask the question, is that called a good mum or not? So that's still why it's called a peshos or pesheta. If it was really a liar, like, he would have already made a better mum. Yeah. So now that it's only a small mum, there's a peshos, a peshit, he holds, we believe the kain. This thing where it says, mask of lo mabaravashi, maishna, why is this different, this peshos, you believe this migu, why is this different? Meyahu garvet, there's a case of Gemara Bamitzia, was a person, the oigel lecham lechavri, he borrowed out for money, his chamor, his donkey, he rented it. The omelet, he told the person like this, I don't want you to go through this street, this road. Don't go near that river lake. The Ikemaya, on that road, there's always water there. There's a river going through there. And I'm afraid something may happen to the Chamor. But rather, Zil be Orcha de Norosh. Go through this road, the Norosh. The Lekemaya, there's no water there. And then nothing will happen to my Chamor. So that happened with this person that rented it. Ozal be Orcha de Norosh. The Taka went the wrong road. He went down the road of Norpocket. Omis, and the Chamor died. Omis Chamora. So now the Yosa, when he came back, like the owner said, what do you do? I told you not to go there. The Yomle said like this, listen, the Urcha did not park it as like the true. Like I went through that road. But Omiyo Mayel Hevi, I'm telling you, there's no water there. So he has really pesh us. Like we did not know. The case is we did not know which street he went down. So if he wanted to lie, he could have said he went down the other street. But now he's telling a story, I went down the wrong street, but I'm telling you an information, there was no water there. And if it was really true that there was no water, he'd be potter, it wasn't his fault. So the Rosh is, the Yom HaRav, whoever says, Ma'le Leshaker, Ibra Yom HaRav, no, so Rav Ataka says that we believe him, that Ma'le Leshaker, why should this person want to lie? Because Ibra Yom HaRav, if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. If he wanted to lie, he should have said that he went through the other road altogether. The Yurcha de Norosh. Why does it say after he went down this road for our pocket? So therefore we believe him. But the Yom Rabbi, Abaye says no, that Malo Leshaka Mamakim Edim Leyam Rinim, that even though he could have said he went down the other road, but now that he says he went down the road of our pocket, so it's a question, is there water there or not? So he's like telling us there was no water, that's like Kamat Kenigat Edim. Because as far as we know, normally there should be water there. To say there was no water must be like a nest. So that's called the Migul and Mokka Maidim. We don't believe you. So go here also. Why should we believe this Kayin? That he did not make the Mum. If it's normal that we're Choshet Kanim to make Mumim, we should not believe them. Gemara says, no, Hochi Yashter was one after the other. Hosam Vad Yikamaya. Over there, that road, no, pocket always had water. It was like a Vadai. So you're telling us that there was no water, that's something chidish, something new, we can't believe you on that, even with the Migum. It's like going against Edom, or Nimdana. But also over here, Vadai Shadda de Muma, that though we say the Kayin, he puts a Mum in his Bechor, is that for sure? Do we say it? No, it's only Chashashu, it's only we're afraid maybe. Therefore we don't trust him like this. But if a Mokam Chashashu, I mean the Malal Shakram. But over here, well, we did not know Bechlav that that animal was a Bechor. It's only the Kohen that's telling us. So here there's a svara to believe the Kohen when he says the Mum came by itself. Because if he wanted a lie, or else if he wanted to do something wrong, if he wanted to make the Mum there, he should have put a better Mum, he should have made it a Mum that's nicker, we could all tell it's a good Mum. So therefore, we do believe with the Peshas of Peshit. Other one says, Yosef Ravina was sitting down, or Kom Alai Shemite, said over this halacha, B'loi Gavra. He said over his halacha without mentioning his name. B'loi Gavra, he didn't say it over, he didn't say B'loi's name. So Amalei Rava. Rava said back, Amalei Rava. Amalei Rava Zutil Ravina. Ananishna Os, Mishmed Rebbe Loi Mathin in law. We learned over this halacha, this Peshras of Peshitam, in the name of Rebbe Loi. I don't say it's Tam, you should have mentioned his name. Tzadok Mor says, Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok Mashki was a Kayin, Rabbi Tzadok Hevele Bukhra. He had a Bechor. Yeah. Now, Romi Le Sari, he put some barley, Besale Nasre, in a basket made out of reeds, Kali Ruvi Orva Klufa, made out of peeled reeds, that the basket has pieces sticking out. So what happened was, Bahadi de Kochla, when this Bechor put his mouth in their teeth, the barley, Ivza Sasasa, his lip got split by the basket. So Mashmur Rav Tzadok did not have this intentions to do it. He just wanted to feed his Bechor. And what happened was, the Bechor split its lip there. So question is that called that he did it for us or not, or should we make a Gzeira? So Mora says, also the Kaim of the Bishura, came in front of the Bishura. Omulei Setin, Klum Chilatnu Bein Chovel Yamoritz, like you make any alochis between the Chovel and the Amoritz. In other words, by an Amoritz, they understand why you say it's awesome. We have to be afraid maybe did it with intentions. But me, I'm a Chovel, you should know for sure I did not have intentions to make a Mum on the Bechor. So maybe my Bechor should be Mutter. So Omulei said, Dalma Bishura Hain, you're right, yes, that we should make a difference. That we only make this Gezeira by a regular Amoritz. But here that you're a chodur, we make this chalor esahein chalaknu, chalor chashidis, we're not going to chashid you that you did a berotzen, you'd be allowed to eat from this bechor. So that's what the Bishua said back. Omla Bishua, hey, you're right, yes, we make a difference. What happened was, also the kaim of the Rav Gamliel, they brought this in front of Rav Gamliel. Omla, they said to Yisrael from Gamliel, chilaknu ben chobli amoritz, is there any difference between chobli and amoritz? Rav Gamliel answered back and said, no, there's no difference. That we are always at Sasa. Whether the Kohen's or Amoritz or Chobra doesn't make a difference. We always have this Chashash that we do not trust the owner himself. Oh, Malay said back to him, the Rav Tzadik, I, Rav Yeshua, Amalei Hain, I, Rav Yeshua, told me, yes, there is a difference. So at that time, Rav Gamliel was the Rosh, he was the head, he was the Rosh Nasi. So Yeshua said different than him. So Amaloi. So Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, Himtim, let's wait. Achiyala Bali Trace and Lebesa Medrash. To all the Tamidim, everybody comes into the Yeshiva. Kiva Chenichtus Lebesa Medrash, when all the people came to the Besa Medrash, is Amad Hashel. So Rabbi Gamliel said, like, ask your question. So the Sher of Tzadik got up and asked this question for Shul. Klum Chilaknu Ben Chovel Amoritz. Do you ever find a difference between a Chovel and an Amoritz? Maybe when do we say if the owner is a Kayin? He can't eat from it, only an Amoritz, but not a Chover. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said back, love, there's no difference. That's what Rabbi Yeshua himself now, in front of Rabbi Gamliel, like he was afraid to admit what he said. Not like Rabbi Gamliel, in front of the Rosh Hashiva, like Rabbi Yeshua was scared of Rabbi Gamliel. So if Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree to you, like love, there's no difference. So on this, Omalei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said back, no. Your name that told me over that hein, that you make a difference. So as if to say Gamliel was still angry at Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, Yeshua, I want you to stand on your feet, get up. V'yidabach. And I want you to say this clearly, what do you hold? So how what happened was, Omer of Yeshua, like he was come out embarrassing him. So Yeshua had to stand up. Omer of Yeshua Rag, he stood up on his feet. V'yom, he said like this, Hey Chesed, what should I do? El Molya Nicha, if I would be alive, who meis, and you and Gamliel would be dead. Good, I could say different than what people said over the mace said, because the mace is not here. But Achshav now, Shani Chai, I'm alive. Vruchai, you're alive, and you know that I said before that there's a difference. Heich Chai, Yoch Lachash Eschai. How could I, the live person, go against what you're telling me? So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua Taki admitted that he himself really held that there should be a difference, that a Kohen Chover should be Mutter. What happened was Rabbi Yeshua was still angry, and he made some Rabbi Gamliel stand there. Rabbi Gamliel, I made the derish. Rabbi Gamliel Taka kept on saying his drasha. Rabbi Yeshua, I made our raglev, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand there on his feet. He didn't let him sit down. Everybody else was sitting, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand up. And the people, I said to Olam, didn't like that. Until everybody in the whole arm, like the whole nation there, all the people got angry like. The Yomim, they said, L'chutzpes ha-meturgmim, he was the meturgmim, the one that was interpreting the shir of a Gamliel, they told him, Omad v'yamad, like stand still and don't say the shir anymore. As if to say, Kaifres Hashay, keep quiet. And this year the more goes on, continues with more brochis, that's where they did not like the way Gamliel acted. And therefore, Taka, they took him off a position, and they made somebody else to be the Rosh Shiva. But I call upon him, here at the Machlokes, do we trust the Chavar Akayim? But the Ma'aser Aroch, I think we owe this also. The Ma'aser, we owe any time the Kohen has the Bechorim, he is not nemut to say the Mum happened by itself, like it's like plug, even though he's a Chavar. But he always has to have an aid saying that the Mum took place by itself. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Nemun HaKohen Lo'emet, we believe a Kohen that has his Bechor to tell us that Hirisi Bechor Zeh, I already showed this Bechor to a Chacham, and Obam Mumhu, he passed it for me, it's Mutter. This much we believe a Kohen. And Rashi says, Avada, we have to have Eidus that he did not make the Mum came by itself. But after he has Eidus, then we believe him that he already showed it to a Chacham, the Chacham said it's okay. Rav Yudah Marav, Nemon HaKohen Leima Bechor Zeh Nosem Li Yisro B'Mumai. We believe a Kohen to tell us that a Yisro gave me this Bechor with this Mum. Rashi said, Nemon HaKohen Leima L'Chochem, the Kohen could tell the Chochem, the Bechor Zeh, the Yisro gave it to me, B'Mum Zeh Shaboy, that's the way he gave it to me. And then the Chochem were Paskin, we're not afraid the Kohen did it himself. My time, what's the reason? That Komil said, the Avidu Ligluyei Leima Shakri Bo'inshi. Things that could come uncovered, everybody would find out about it, people are afraid to lie. See, the Kohen is telling us that a Yisrael gave it to him with its Mum. So we could check it out, we could find out, and yes, that Yisrael, is it really true that you gave it to the Kohen with the Mum? So therefore, we're not afraid the Kohen would lie. Omer Rav Ashi says, we just learn like this, that Neman HaKohen Lema, Kohen is believed to say, Hirisi Bechor Zeh, I showed my Bechor to a Chochem, Oba Mumhu. And it's a Ba'amum. So Kohen, now Mishnah, Kohen is then what to say, he showed the Bechor to Ba'amum. He showed the Mum to a Mum Kharei. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishun Nerin, because we're going to say that Komil said, Yavid Leglu, Yilei Meshakri B'inshi. That the Kohen is not going to lie. Like he's telling us, he showed this Bechor, this Mum to the Chochem. So if we're going to catch him, we could just ask that Chochem, is it true? Did you see it or not? So the Kohen's afraid to lie. So we see a small person's afraid to lie on things that will come uncovered. People find out about it. So Mar said, no, it could be a difference. True. Or in our Mishnah here, that it's kochim bachutz. So by kochim bachutz, we're not afraid the Kohen will eat it, therefore we believe him. Aval hocho, kivun the chashida chashida. But by yes, though, maybe we're afraid he's the one that put the Mum on it, so maybe we don't believe him. He's in our Mishnah, when we believe the Kohen that he says he showed it to a Chacham. And the Chacham Paskin really it's a Mum. Because otherwise the Kohen would be afraid to eat it, because he doesn't want to eat Kachem Machutz. If it's not a Baal Mum, he can't eat it. But in our case here, is you're to say that he did not make the Mum. The Yisrael gave it to him. Maybe they were Chayshad. Maybe they were afraid, no, that the Kohen himself made the Mum. Therefore it's no Tushto, maybe we don't believe him. Yeah. Should be asked a question like this. It says, If somebody tells to a person that that person is not believed in Hilchos Maaser, we don't trust him, it's Hilchos Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. So Reuven tells Shimon that Shimon is a Choshed, and he tells Shimon, Kachle, I want you to buy me wheat, Mimi Shu Nemet, from a person that is Nemon, that for sure took off Trumas Maaser. Or Mimi Shu Maaser, or else from a person that for sure took off the Trumas Maaser. Slach Rezain and Nemon, we do not believe this Shimon now. When he comes back and says, yes, I bought it for you, or the Chosh of a Yid, we don't believe him. The question is, am I, why? Namely, why do we say here also that Komilsa David Leglui, Meshaka Barinshi, things that will become uncovered, people find out about it, you don't lie. So also, if people are going to find out about it, like you say, this person told you, you're telling us who you bought it from, so we could check it out. Samara says, no, Shani Yasmavir is different. I'll tell you. The is